This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Brad the Big Noise Evans here alongside Senior Fun Buns Brandon Funston. Week 10 of the NFL season on the horizon. We got some props, some more props from NKF to get you prepared. Going to do some head-to-heads. But before we do all that, Senior Fun Buns, let's dive in on what I am coining the McKissick meter. And I mean that in a very endearing way. It's not like the Mendoza line or the Balazs barometer, which you and I have talked about before. Jay McKissick's been a thing, very active as a pass catcher for the Fighting Footballs. So simple game that we're going to play. McKissick or one of these players. You tell me who you would rather play this week in a full PPR league, not a half point, which is usually the default, the standard we go by. I'm talking full PPR. All right, here we go. J.D. McKissick, again, against Detroit this week, or Melvin Gordon going up against the Las Vegas Raiders?
Oh, you're just going straight this week. Give me J.D. McKissick.
I got McKissick a little bit higher than Gordon because I think Philip Lindsay's going to outplay him in Sin City. What about McKissick or Chase Edmonds, assuming Kenyon Drake is on the field?
If Kenyon Drake's on the field, I want J.D. McKissick.
Oh, yes. I'm with you there. We are two for two. McKissick for me over Edmonds again if Kenyon Drake is active. J.D. McKissick or Daryl Henderson?
I will take Daryl Henderson.
Hey, that's just a reverse psychology card. That's the only reason you're playing this because you're a Seahawks guy. I get where you're coming from, but come on. 3.75 yards per carry. That's all Seattle is allowed. I mean, it's pretty much TD or bust for Henderson. Didn't catch a whole lot of balls on the backfield.
You haven't seen the Rams not be able to run, most weeks. I mean, that line is blowing holes.
I know. They look good, but I think McKissick's got the higher floor. I get it. And then I've already tipped my hand here. Philip Lindsay, the other back in the timeshare for the Mile High City representatives, or J.D. McKissick?
Yeah, I might go Philip Lindsay here.
I think he's going to score. I think it's going to be 60 to 65 yards and a touchdown. Again, you look at Vegas, they've allowed 4.70 yards per carry, 9 rushing TDs, and the fourth most fantasy points to the running back position this season. Just to give you some background on McKissick and his matchup against the Lions. The Lions have given up 4.6 receptions, 51.6 receiving yards, and 5 receiving TDs to the running back position. But that should give people at least a little bit of context on where J.D. McKissick lines up in the running back pecking order in a PPR. Again, we are presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And you need to go to MonkeyKnifeFight right now. And as a new user, if you use the promo code FTN, again, promo code FTN, when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's a very simple contest. It's more or less. It's over or under props. They're player props. We're going to get to some of the offerings here in a minute. And you parlay them together in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you hit, the more Benjis you can stuff into your pocket. Again, use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get that free $5 game on the house only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Let's get to it. Today's Fantasy 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's start things off. With a battle of rookie quarterbacks, Justin Herbert traveling to South Beach to face Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins. And Tua's primary weapon of choice in this game could be this gentleman, Devontae Parker. 4.5 receptions here, Fun Buns, and I am taking the over on this. The Chargers have allowed just 6.8 in terms of YPA, the 10th fewest fantasy points to the wide receiver position. But Casey Hayward, not the shutdown corner that some people believe that he is. He's given him a 102.1 passer rating, 1.21 yards per snap. And Tua, you know, a guy that I think is going to feed Parker early and often. Why? We got no Preston Williams on the field. He's on IR with a foot injury. It seems like a 6-7 catch game, maybe a dozen targets for Parker this week. Fade or follow my over 4.5 catches for Devontae Parker.
Concur, Captain. Yes, I think it's, what he had, 6 for 64 last week. No Preston Williams. Talked that maybe Antonio Callaway is a sleeper that could emerge in Preston Williams' wake. There's Jakeem Grant. Mike Gesicki, but I think the one guy that you can count on that we've seen Tua already kind of lean on has been Devontae Parker. Remember when Tua did basically nothing his first game, he did connect with Devontae Parker for the touchdown, and then last week targeted him 7 times for 6 catches. It's been a good connection so far, and I think this week they'll continue to dial that in.
All right, let's go ahead. Devontae Parker this week or Brandon Ayuk going to the Bayou?
Devontae Parker.
I got Parker at 15, Ayuk at 16. It's pretty tight for me. What about Devontae Parker or Travis Fulgham in a rematch with the G-Men?
I am going with Devontae Parker.
Oh, I got Fulgham 1 spot ahead of Parker in that scenario. Last one, Devontae Parker or Jerry Jeudy against the aforementioned Silver and Black.
Oh, I like Jerry Jeudy, but I'm going to go Devontae Parker. I really like Parker this week.
Parker for all the points.
Number 4.
All right, let's move on. Tampa Bay, old TB12 Tampa Bay, going to Charlotte to face the Carolina Panthers and those Fighting Sir Purrs. Let's focus on the starting running back for Carolina with Christian McCaffrey sidelined with that shoulder injury. Looks like he's only going to miss a game. Hopefully, fingers and toes crossed. I will sacrifice all the chicken wings necessary at the altar of the fantasy gods to make that happen. Mike Davis, 51.5 rush yards. Fun buns. I'm taking the under. It's Tampa. They're pissed off, and I think they're going to take out all of their angst in spectacular fashion and maybe bludgeon this Panthers team. I think they're going to dominate in the trenches. I love Tampa, by the way, -6 in this game. I know a lot of people are fading because inject all the recency bias into my veins, based on the performance and the giant ostrich-sized egg that they laid against the New Orleans Saints last Sunday. But, look at this Tampa front. They're giving up just 2.54 yards per carry to the running back position this season. Only 101.7 total yards per game. And the 9th fewest fantasy points to RBs in general. Davis averaged 85.6 total yards per game. A little bit north of this on the ground. Weeks 4 through 8 when he was the main man with CMC sidelined. Had an impressive 3.63 yak per attempt during that stretch. And remember back in week 2, he had 8 catches against Tampa. But again, we're focused on rushing yards here at 51.5. Fade or follow my under selection here.
Yeah, those 8 catches against Tampa, and that's something that he's done consistently throughout the years, catch the ball through the air, but he has not been consistent on the ground at a 7-carry, 12-yard game against New Orleans, had a 13-for-46 against the Chargers. I think Tampa is legit at stopping the run. I think Mike Davis, I'm going to rank him as an RB2, a solid RB2 because of the receiving upside, but not for the rushing upside this week. I'm with you. I think he's in the mid-40s this week on the ground.
All right, let's go ahead on this one. Gio Bernard, assuming that he gets the start over Joe Mixon or Mike Davis.
I will go Mike Davis.
Oh, not me. I'm going to take your boy Gio Bernard. What about Leonard Fournette? In a primo matchup, again, same game, different name. That's what I meant to say. Though he's working in tandem with Ronald Jones. Would you go Fournette or Mike Davis?
Give me the singular approach of the Carolina Panthers with Mike Davis.
Nope, Fournette's going to score. I'm taking him. last one, what about Antonio Gibson and the mother of all matchups against Detroit, though, splitting some time with J.D. McKissick or Mike Davis?
Yep, I have Antonio Gibson. Top 10. Give me Antonio Gibson.
Oh, Antonio. Sweet Antonio. Yes, I got him at RB8 this week. Well ahead of the representative from Carolina.
Number 3.
All right, moving on. What about Antonio Brown staying in this game? 50.5 receiving yards. I'm going to take the over here. I think he's got a decent shot of finding the end zone. Again, I think Tom Brady is going to come out with flaming arrows that he's just going to fire off the entire game. You know he's ultra-motivated. No bulletin board material needed. Just the bitterness of last Sunday to push him forward and give him the intestinal fortitude to post some stupid numbers in fantasy box scores. And Antonio Brown got into the mix right away. Looked like he had nice bursts, a little pep in the step. Had 99 air yards in that initial offering last week, which is an encouraging sign for him. I've got him ranked as a high-end wide receiver 3 this week. Carolina's done a pretty good job against the pass, just over 7.0 in terms of YPA allowed. But I think Brown and his slick and savvy route running and moves, and again, looking like he's got a little juice still in those legs. I'm taking the over on this 50.5 receiving yards offering. Fade or follow?
Yeah, I'm going to follow once again. I have him ranked as my wide receiver 30 this week, and if I have him at 30, I think he's going to get to 50-plus receiving yards. You mentioned the air yards. I think it might have been the last catch of the game he had, which was sort of a deeper cross that he had to go extend himself and pull it in, pluck it out of the air. But that was old school Antonio Brown. Chris Collinsworth mentioned it, and I thought the same thing. And I feel like now that he's got a game under his belt, they were going for him. That'll start to work itself out as we go forward. So, yes, give me the over on 50.
Head-to-head time, Antonio Brown or T. Higgins?
I got Antonio Brown slightly ahead of T. Higgins.
I've got Brown one spot ahead of T. Higgins at 27, Higgins at 28. Antonio Brown or Justin Jefferson, difficult matchup, Monday night against the Bears.
Yep, I'm following the better matchup for Antonio Brown. So give me Antonio Brown by two spots.
Yeah, I got Antonio Brown too by two spots. Same game, different name. Time again, Antonio Brown or Curtis Samuel.
I have Curtis Samuel two spots ahead of Antonio Brown.
I got Curtis one spot ahead of Antonio Brown. There you go. Get down with Brown as a wide receiver 3 in your 12-team fantasy league.
Number 2.
All right, moving on. Lamar Jackson, who has been a major disappointment this season, barely inside the top 12 on a per-game basis using Yahoo default scoring. We're going to focus on pass yards here. 215.5 under the primetime lines against the New England Patriots. And I'm taking the under here, buddy. And the reason why is this. QB 30 in adjusted completion percentage. That is a major drop-off from last season. QB 25 in deep ball passer rating, just an 80.9 mark in that category. His rush attempts per game are down overall this season. Yeah, you can throw into England and give it up an uncharacteristic 8.6 pass yards per attempt, even with Stephon Gilmore on the field for a large chunk of the season. But the McCourties have struggled, much like Lamar Jackson has. I think he is a back-end QB 1, but not a surefire lock for your starting lineup. I think it's going to be right around 200 passing yards, probably 45, 50 rushing yards, maybe only a touchdown. It seems like that's all he gets on a week-in, week-out basis anymore, Funston. So are you going to fade or follow my under 215.5 pass yards on the not-so-much action in Jackson?
I'll tell you what, this one I was kind of undecided, but I have not faded you yet, so I'm going to go ahead and take the over here, and I will fade you because we've got to get fade in here.
Right.
And the thing I like about this one for Jackson, the Patriots have 11 sacks. They're one of the worst at getting after the quarterback. They don't put any pressure on. You talked about how amenable they've been to passing offenses so far this year. I just think there might be that might lead Jackson. I know they're going to want to try to get him going in the passing game. So if they have an opportunity to do so, I think they will go ahead and mine that direction. For that, I think he gets slightly over. So not a huge game passing, but enough to get over 215.
All right, let's work in a couple of names here to get people some perspective. What about Justin Herbert or Lamar Jackson?
I think I'm just auto-ranking Herbert ahead of Jackson these days, which, I am.
No, so. I am too. What about Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson?
I'm actually going to go Lamar Jackson here.
Oh, I got Joe Burrow one spot ahead. Last one, what about Jared Goff against your sorrowful Seahawks secondary or Lamar Jackson?
Believe it or not, you know, Lamar Jackson's getting almost 80 yards on the ground per game the last three, a couple of touchdowns thrown in there on the ground as well. I think that's enough to get ahead of Jared Goff, even though Jared Goff probably has 400 passing yards.
It's going to be like 400, maybe three touchdowns. Jared Goff all day for me. I just say that? Jared Goff ahead of Lamar Jackson? Man, I might need to get my head checked.
Number one.
All right. Last and certainly not least, Gio Bernard, a man that's sporting one of the finest Lando Calrissian sashes you'll ever see. Will he take his backers to the Cloud City? 13.5 fantasy points. Of course, we're assuming that Joe Mixon is not available due to this mysterious foot injury that has kept him sidelined even after the bye week. So, again, assuming that Gio Bernard gets the start going up against Pittsburgh, I'm taking the over here, Funston. You look at the Steelers, they haven't been as invincible as they showed earlier this season against the run. You look at on a half-point PPR basis, and this is by full-point PPR. So even throwing that in, I believe it's four guys have gone over, actually five, in a PPR setting that have gone over 13.5 fantasy points against this unit this year. The Steelers suddenly, remember they were giving up just right around 3 yards per carry the running back position? Well, they've tacked on one to that, 4.0 YPC they've allowed now on the year. Geo, kind of like a Boston Scott type, can beat you in myriad ways. I think he's going to be highly active as a receiver out of the backfield in this one, especially if Cincinnati is scoreboard chasing. So, fade or follow my over 13.5 fantasy points on Neo Geo.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you on this one. He's with mixing out. He's been over this number, as you mentioned, can do it on the ground or through the air. And the other thing is he's been getting touches around the goal line. I mean, they don't necessarily bring somebody in and take Geo out. They like the way that he can find the nose for the end zone there. So he's got four touchdowns in his last three games. You throw in a decent TD upside chance if they get close, and I think he gets over this number.
All right. I love it when everything comes together at the end. And we have a very friendly finish here on the Fantasy Fast Track podcast. And please follow Funson on Twitter at Brandon Funson. Follow his excellent work at The Athletic as well. You can check me out at Noisy Huevos and check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Masters through the weekend to get 20% off your subscription today. Drop us a rating and or review. Good luck in week number 10. And until next time, adios!